More than 100 ventilators bought from new suppliers during the early months of the COVID-19 pandemic are in storage and not suitable for clinical use, the Public Accounts Committee was told today. The Health Service Executive also donated a further 365 ventilators worth €6.6 million to India. The head of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, told the committee that assessing requirements for ventilators was an impossible task with no realistic forecast models in the early months of the pandemic. Let's talk to our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers, who was listening into those exchanges. Fergal, the hearing was based on a report conducted by the Controller and Auditor General in relation to the purchase of these ventilators. What did he find?
Well, Seamus McCarthy, the Controller and Auditor General, said the HSE was able to procure 581 additional ventilators from its established suppliers at a cost of over €20 million. And these ventilators met the EU regulatory standards required and are usable. However, he found that over a four-week period in March and April, and this is the start of the pandemic, the context is, the HSE placed orders for a total of almost 3,500 ventilators at a cost of €129 million. That was almost twice the number of devices the HSE had been sanctioned to purchase by the Department of Health, and 10 times the number of additional ventilators that could be clinically used. And the unit prices for these devices were escalating rapidly as lots of health authorities were scrambling for supplies. But the controller also had this to say about the HSE's dealings with the new suppliers.
The examination found no due diligence checks had been completed on four of the new suppliers, while the extent of checks varied for the other six. The checks that were undertaken flagged significant financial and quality risks with using these suppliers. The HSE perceived that its need for ventilators outweighed the risks and made advance payments totaling €81 million to the new suppliers. Subsequently, the HSE cancelled many of the orders that had been placed and received refunds of €50.5 million. No benefit or value has been received by the HSE for expenditure totalling €30.5 million.
So what, Fergal, was the HSE's response, his explanation for this?
Well, Bernard Gloucester, the HSE chief, said there was a serious excess in demand in the global health care products market at that time, with what were then characterised as eBay-style bidding wars by countries, so that normal purchasing and sourcing practices didn't apply. Payment in advance, he said, was effectively mandatory. Even then, no guarantee they would get the ventilators. And assessing the requirements for the volume of products, including ventilators, was an impossible task at the time with no realistic predictability models in the early months. So at the moment, the HSE is now trying to recoup over €22 million from suppliers for those ventilators that are in storage and won't be used in Ireland. They're being stored here at a cost, I think, of about €75,000 over 5 years.
Right. The Controller and Auditor General also noted two other areas of HSE COVID write-offs in relation to COVID stock.
Yes, he'd in his audit certificates for 2020 and 2021, he found write-offs of stocks of PPE, personal protective equipment, and hand gel totaling almost €483 million, a substantial sum of money due to a number of factors: the unsuitability of purchased items, obsolescence, and price fluctuations.
Right, Fergal Bowers, health correspondent. Thank you for that.